The announcement 2 months ago came from 1,000 miles away, and it shocked the people of Riverton, Wyoming. Their small city was about to become the headquarters of the World Church of the Creator, a group associated with white supremacy and racial violence. There was swift condemnation of the church and its beliefs, but in the weeks since, townspeople have struggled over the best way to respond, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Riverton, Wyoming is a town of 10,000, which perceives itself this way in a Chamber of Commerce video.
Riverton, Wyoming, a modern, progressive, healthy community with deep roots in history, where friends have come to rendezvous since the 1830s. And in Riverton, everyone's a friend.
There are scenes of townspeople shaking hands on a Main Street sidewalk, of surrounding snow-capped mountains, of Shoshone and Arapaho powwows, and of rodeo cowboys on bucking broncs.
Come rendezvous with us in Riverton, Wyoming, USA.
Here's another vision of Riverton, of what it could be like if Thomas Kroenke had his druthers.
Well, you wouldn't have any races except white races here, would be the only real difference. It would just be an all-white community.
Kroenke rendezvoused with Riverton 2 years ago and worked as a caseworker at the state prison farm until an unexpected announcement in December. Kroenke was named the Hostis Primus, or spearhead, of the World Church of the Creator. His duties include establishing the group's new world headquarters in Riverton.
The much ballyhooed moving the world headquarters to Riverton really involves nothing more than physically a P.O. box and my responsibility to take over certain administrative tasks, correspondence tasks, and communication with members and non-members alike.
That costs Kroenke his prison job and makes him the day-to-day caretaker of his church, a move that seems primarily designed to protect his group's Bibles, as he calls them. An Illinois federal judge is after them because the Church of the Creator name violates another group's trademark.
And part of the move to Wyoming and other things was to physically disperse those books to make it more difficult to have them confiscated and destroyed.
So the mission in Riverton seems benign, as Kroenke describes it. He seems benign as well. A 56-year-old average Joe with a slight paunch, a wife of 35 years, and a son and 2 grandkids. But there's nothing average about his thinking.
Basically, I have been what is pejoratively termed today as a racist since a young teenager. And what I mean by that is I felt an affinity for my own race and a disaffinity, if you will, for the other races. We are for the survival, preservation, and expansion of the white race.
People think, have a stereotype of Wyoming because there's so many white people here, that somehow that means we're going to be strictly welcoming to white supremacy thinking. And that isn't what it means.
Deborah East is a community organizer in the neighboring town of Lander.
We look out for each other. We're only 4 walls, a roof, a good heater, away from death in the wintertime. So we're reminded every winter that we need our neighbors. And that allows us, when other crises come up, to take a different look at it than people sometimes expect of us.
East and others worked the phones the day the announcement was made, sharing the news, figuring out how to react, and learning as much as they could. Some were shocked by what they found. Fred Baer is a painting contractor in Lander.
One of the titles of their founder's book is called This Planet Is All Ours, you know, meaning white people. They greet each other with this idiotic, you know, code word, Rahoa, you know, which is short for racial holy war. And that tells you exactly what they're up to.
Church literature preaches legal, nonviolent means, which appears to be a practical tactic, so members can continue to spread their message rather than wind up in jail. That's what church leader Matt Hale once wrote. He's in jail now, accused of conspiring to kill a federal judge. There's also this in church writings: ship blacks back to Africa, drive the Jews from power, and hang the traitors of our own race. When all the good lands of earth are ours, the mud races may resist and will have to be destroyed.
I'm a First Amendment firster guy, but I want these guys out of town. Really, because they're Nazis.
Painting contractor Fred Baer finds one Church of the Creator incident especially frightening, a 1999 shooting spree in Indiana and Illinois. Church member Benjamin Smith killed 2 people and wounded 9, all his targets were non-white. Smith also killed himself. Church leader Matt Hale dismissed the carnage as the loss of one white man. Again, Fred Bear.
We do not have a right to go and lynch them. Just don't. But we do have a right to perhaps make them a little less comfortable. And frankly, when it comes to Nazis, I guess I'm a little less concerned with their rights than I am with the rights of, shall I just say, decent people.
People shouldn't be persecuted for their ideas. If they haven't broken the law, they probably shouldn't be persecuted for their ideas.
Kevin Smith runs a Riverton trucking business and sits on the city council. He resisted doing anything at first, citing the tendency in Wyoming to be tolerant of neighbors, no matter what they think.
You know, I don't want to, you know, curtail their activities. I don't want to interfere with their lives.
This really troubles you, the idea of sort of telling somebody else what to do.
Right, because they have different ideas. If I have a different idea, I don't want to be ostracized just because I don't think like everybody else does.
That was a bit too tolerant for some, especially those who feared becoming targets or feared their friends would be targeted. Sydney Archambault heard from a worried friend as soon as the news broke.
She's a beautiful black woman who's married to a white man. And she had a very big reason for being frightened. Certainly, they would be a target as a couple and as a family.
Archambault runs the food bank in Lander. She sips coffee at the Magpie Cafe with Lutheran pastor Tim Serson.
As one Native American man pointed out, when violence comes into your community, it's not just the people who are targeted, but it's everybody that lives in a way that is less safe. You can't have violence erupting and have anybody really be safe.
So some of the area's most powerful institutions mobilized, including the local newspaper, the Riverton Daily Ranger. The paper's spinning offset presses churned out page after page of detailed stories and tough editorials. Free space was provided for groups promoting diversity. The paper published a tolerance pledge, signed by 300 people, and a tolerance symbol, which was cut out and posted throughout the county in vehicles, homes, and businesses. All that followed some soul-searching, says publisher Steve Peck.
What level of attention does this warrant? Is it assisting the effort that supposedly the community wants to discourage by paying attention to it? We've thought a lot about it. In the end, we felt that we couldn't ignore it. It's not our job to cover our eyes.
The goal, Peck says, is to raise so much opposition that the World Church of the Creator couldn't gain any traction. That fear of recruitment, especially of impressionable kids, put Tim Thorson and the Riverton Chamber of Commerce on the front line of resistance.
We've got a lot of kids that don't know what they believe in. They don't know what they're going to do when they grow up. They're not sure if they're going to stay or if they're going to leave. They're disillusioned. They can't go do what their dads did or what their moms did for a living anymore. So that provides a group of people that this type of message could maybe make some sense to.
Thorson rallied businesses and local government to denounce racism and violence. The chamber also sponsored workshops on diversity. Thorson worried in part about Riverton's own legacy of intolerance and the threat of its return.
There was a time when businesses had signs in their stores saying, no Indians. You know, that happened here. You know, people here still remember some of that, or they remember their parents or grandparents talking about it. Our focus is on trying to let the people that live here know that this is a safe place to be and give them good reason to feel safe.
There's an economic incentive for that. Riverton is surrounded by the Wind River Reservation. About 20% of the city's economy depends on Shoshone and Arapaho business. The city's growth depends on new business and newcomers. That helps City Councilman Kevin Smith set aside his Wyoming tolerance even for intolerant neighbors.
It's just not good for business. And so, you know, in a community our size where we do need new business, you kind of have to make a choice, you know, whether you want to be an absolutely free society or whether you want to curtail activity to a certain degree to attract businesses. You know, in this particular instance, it's an activity that nobody condones, no one that I know. And for us to do nothing, I guess, would be to condone it.
Back at the Magpie Cafe in Lander, where the espresso steamer hisses. Painter Fred Baer wonders whether the editorials, the pledges, the workshops, and the window signs are enough, because the church's move to Riverton has already attracted a local sympathizer.
There are only two of them here now. And if our reaction is to go to tolerance workshops instead of confronting them, then by next year, there could be two dozen of them. So I say that now, while there are only two of them, is the time to dispose of them and be rid of them. You know, you can't lynch them, so they have to be simply sent down the road. But they can be followed, and we can help whoever they descend upon next to be rid of them in much the same manner, until they will find no place to be. And that is my goal, for them to have no place to be.
Tim Thorson of the Chamber of Commerce knows that Baer is not alone, that some want to react with force.
To deal with this group or its members with violence isn't the right thing to do. It's not the right answer. We don't want them to inspire in us the same kind of behaviors that they do. And from there, I'm just hoping that we're going to wake up some morning and Mr. Kroenke will be gone.
There is a middle ground. Thomas Kroenke says three Riverton banks have refused to do business with him. He's filed religious discrimination charges against them. A car spins to a start on a snow-packed street in a quiet Riverton neighborhood. Thomas Kroenke's rented yellow frame house on the corner is the understated headquarters of the World Church of the Creator. Kroenke seems so normal, a neighbor tells me, stepping carefully on the ice the other day while carrying dry cleaning to the house. Kroenke tells me he means no harm to anyone, that he's a man of ideas, not violence. Community leaders vow to keep the peace, to make Riverton, Wyoming a model of how to react when worst fears come to town. Howard Berkus, NPR News.